Peace in abundance always. Peter Abundant here. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast. First off, I'm back. I know it's only been 2 days, but I have been really, really focusing on this vegan smoothie challenge. It's probably no point in me saying vegan, but I guess, you know, people do put eggs and milk in smoothies, so it's probably best that I say vegan smoothie challenge, which is a challenge that I have taken upon myself to do. It is a 30-day smoothie challenge where I consume, drink nothing but smoothies. So it is definitely something that requires from me not a lot of energy, but definitely a lot of thought and a lot of time, because it's a new way of being. It's a new habit that I am establishing for myself. And it is definitely creating a lot of beautiful results, that I must admit. But even with that, with the results initially, it still takes time and effort to get accustomed to doing it. So if it is something you would consider doing, just be mindful that it's not going to be hard, so to speak, but it's going to take some work. And the past few days, I've been recording and writing down exactly what I'm consuming, keeping track of the calories, the grams of fat, grams of carbs, grams of protein I've been consuming through each smoothie and throughout the day. Before I was writing it down, just recently, a few days ago, I found an app that helps with the process called NutritionX. Having a hard time pronouncing it, but it's Nutrition IX. You can go to the website and there you can find the app to download. It's almost like MyFitnessPal, which is by, that brand, Under Armour. That's the brand. By Under Armour, same premise, where you can go in there, you can put in what you're gonna eat, in the amount that you're eating, and it'll break down the calories, carbs, fats, proteins, and you can log it in so that way you can record it and keep track of what you're eating, what you're consuming. So yesterday I made my video after a week of doing this, and where I actually list out and talk about what I consumed that day and what I've learned and experienced throughout the week. So I'm going to share that with you now. If you want to look at the video, I'm going to publish that video today so you can look at it in detail. If you want to look at exactly how I made my smoothies and what ingredients I used. But ultimately, I was actually surprised, really surprised, even as an experienced vegan, somebody who's been vegan for about 2 years, really surprised by how much I can eat, especially with a smoothie, how much calories I can consume. And as a result of me recording it, I saw that I consume way more calories than I need to, especially because my goal is to lean down on fat, even though I'm not fat at all. I don't consider myself obese. I don't consider myself overweight, but just want to tone down and lighten up my weight, lean up, gain some more muscle. So I'm being mindful about that. So I decided to use this app to help me do that. And come to find out, my goal was to have 4 smoothies a day. Some days I do it, most days I don't. Usually I have about 3. So because I was making a video yesterday, I actually made an effort to have 4 smoothies yesterday, along with tracking the calories and the macros of those smoothies. And even at 3 smoothies, I went over my recommended calories to maintain my weight by 500 calories. The recommended calories for me to maintain my weight, which is 190 pounds at 6 feet, is 19,040 calories, I believe it was. And yeah, at 3 smoothies, I was already over by 504 calories. So, but I still had a fourth smoothie, which took me over by 1,000 calories. Okay, that's just one day. You know, yeah, if you do that every single day and you're not active, really active, it's going to catch up to you. So that helped me a lot. Ultimately, meaning that I need to consume three smoothies a day and be mindful about how much fat I use in those smoothies, because I tend to use peanut butter and things like flax seeds, which is really good for you, but seeds and nuts tend to be high in fat. So be mindful about that if you're somebody who's watching out for fat. And be mindful about your protein, you know. Now, that being said, protein doesn't really concern me, because as an experienced vegan, especially in fitness, I know that there's plenty of protein in plant-based food, whole plant-based foods. So that didn't concern me, though it is important to be mindful about the numbers. So yesterday, I actually consumed 104 grams of protein yesterday, which is okay. I mean, I could have did less, but definitely the question of do I get enough protein shouldn't be in question. So feel like I had to say that. I will continue to say that, because people always ask me, what about your protein? What about your protein? Especially as a CrossFitter, what about your protein? I'm like, come on, man. So mainly plant-based. I got my protein. My main protein sources were beans, chickpeas. Yes, I put chickpeas in my smoothie. One can of chickpeas accounts for about 20, 21 grams of protein. Then you think about the small bits of protein within each thing. You know, you got like a couple of grams of protein in a cup of spinach, and, you know, gram or two of protein in a cup of kale, things of that nature, bananas, you know. So you just kind of add it up, and believe it or not, it adds up to quite a good amount. But I'm mindful to use beans, as the reason for that is because of the large amounts of protein in it. Flax seeds also has a good amount of protein, but it also has a good amount of fat, so you have to be mindful about not using too much. So yeah, I shared my experience throughout the week, and surprisingly transitioned really well. There are still moments where I crave solid foods, even craved foods that I've had maybe 10 years ago. I'm talking about like fast food. I can taste and smell certain, you know, foods. So I can tell my body mentally, physically is dealing with that and detoxing from that. And I find that really interesting, almost entertaining. So another crazy thing from this experience is that my dreams have been very clear and vivid. Very clear and vivid. Like, it's amazing how clear and vivid my dreams have been. I've never experienced anything like this before. And I know it is from this diet, this lifestyle of just consuming smoothies, because I'm consuming ultimately extremely pure foods. Yeah, the only time I put in anything processed is if I use peanut butter powder, or once in a while I may use a protein powder. But other than that, everything is pure plant-based. And it took me a minute. A few days, I was like, oh man, why did I commit a whole month to doing this? Which I like, because I know that it's going to be a challenge, and I love challenging. I love challenging myself personally, and I love sharing that with other people, just to prove that you can do it. You can put your mind to it, and you can beat yourself in getting a better, just being a better person. So this has been a fun process for this first week. Though, yeah, you know, I crave or desire certain solid foods, I am clear that this way of consuming nutrition will be pretty permanent in my life. It's really me deciding, once I finish these 30 days, how am I going to include solid food, even processed foods, into my lifestyle and allowing myself for a treat, or AKA cheat days, where I can eat something, you know, like a vegan burger, you know, something like that, if I decide to, and be okay with it. Yeah, I'm not one of those vegans who feel like, you know, those things are from hell and they're made to kill you. I feel like, hey, you know, if you're coming from a place where all you consumed was, you know, slaughtered, mutilated animals, to eating a vegan burger or a hot dog every single day, I'm nowhere close to being somebody to judge you for that, you know? It is a progress. So at this point, I'm in the process of, or in the progress along this journey of maybe having a vegan burger or a hot dog or a few once or twice a week. I'm good with that. You have to realize where you are and take the step, the next step, to progress and get yourself to a better place and a better person. And that's what you do. You just keep moving that way. Don't get caught up in what other people are doing or where other people are and compare yourself to them, because what will happen, what tends to happen, is we get discouraged. But if we follow our own process, be true to ourselves and be authentic with ourselves, then the process is easy. Before you know it, you'll be, you know, a completely raw vegan, levitating, and butterflies will be floating around you, and, you know, everything will be all good. But right now, just be who you are now and just work on doing the best you can at the moment. So get better. You know, if you're eating something today and you know it's not good for you, work on eating less of it tomorrow and less of it the next day, until finally you've evolved past eating that, and then you work on the next thing, you know, consuming the, minimizing and eliminating consumption of something else that you feel isn't healthy for you. So it's a process. So honor your process and you will definitely reach a point where you will look back and laugh at where you were, you know, but also be proud at where you are, how far you've come. So today is day 7 and I'm looking forward to what's going to happen. I actually weighed myself the first day on what is called an in-body scale, which actually not only just measures your weight, but also measures body fat, all those things. And I'm looking forward to seeing if that changes in a couple of weeks at the end of the 30 days and see where I'm at, especially since I'm going to be more mindful about my calorie intake, fat intake, not so much carbs. I'm a big fan of carbs. I need carbs for my workouts because I do high intensity workouts, CrossFit. So carbs are important. Be mindful about, make sure I'm getting enough protein, which is never really that much of a question, but fat, yeah. In total calories, yeah. So if you want to follow me and get to like see, then feel free to go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PeterAbundant, and check out my videos on this process. I'll continue to share with you as well on this podcast. So thanks for listening, and feel free, if you have any questions, concerns, thoughts, advice even, feel free to contact me at Peter Abundant on Instagram. Okay, Instagram, you can DM me there. You can also find my Facebook fan page, friend me there, and you can message me there. I'm really quick with my messages, so don't be shy. Thanks for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.